You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan, and my guest today is Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, the Journal Record paper published its 2018 franchising edition last week that looks at the successes and challenges of becoming a franchisee. Let's start with Oklahoma City-based Love's Travel Stops and Country Stores. The gas station chain is also, it's actually a franchisee as well. They operate chain restaurants in their gas stations. How does this work?
Love's business is based on providing services to commercial drivers, you know, 18-wheel trucks and such. The car driver business, that's really a bonus. So they want to make sure their truck drivers have a reason to stop besides getting gas, or I guess for truck drivers, diesel. So they build their travel stops extra large and then lease or operate one of their 10 concepts in the space. This is a huge deal, especially in small towns, because the national chain may not see the density it needs to build a restaurant in the city, but Love's can bring these new places, which is always exciting. And it sounds like Love's will add more franchises to its repertoire soon. Restaurant Services Director Joe Cotton said he's been visiting with several concepts lately.
So as I understand it, Love's is a franchisee for 10 different restaurant companies or different concepts. Are these the only restaurant options there?
No, actually, they also lease their spaces to 8 different concepts, which are operated by another franchisee. Because Love's is the franchisee, like we've said, there are some agreements that keep them from having another similar concept, like they can't operate another burger place because they are a franchisee for Hardee's and Carl's Jr. So they can lease their already built restaurant space to the local franchisee for, say, McDonald's, which gives them another option without having to break up their contract.
I'll admit that when I think of franchise businesses, the first thing that comes to my mind is fast food restaurants like we've been talking about. But, you know, that's not always the case. In fact, people can go into business doing something that they love, like Brandon Birdwell and Ted Kuschel did. They have 2 School of Rock franchises in the Oklahoma City metro area. Tell us a little bit about their story.
So Brandon was the one that saw the School of Rock franchise concept. They grew up playing music together, and so he called his friend Ted, and they pursued it. And the first one opened in Edmond in 2016, and they have a second one now at 7200 North May Avenue. And so the idea of this is that they don't just teach music lessons. They teach kids how to play popular songs, and then through that, they teach them music theory and, you know, the basics of playing music. So it's a little different approach than just hiring somebody to teach, you know, teach a piano.
Now, other people seem to kind of fall into franchising almost accidentally, like Natasha Newman. She opened Oklahoma's first Goldfish Swim School. How did she get involved in franchising?
Her children were at Goldfish Swim School in Michigan, and when the family moved here in 2012, she tried to find a similar program, but she couldn't. She thought about starting her own, but Goldfish has a good foundation. It was started by Jenny McHouston, who was a professional swimmer and has a degree in early childhood development. So Natasha reached out to the Goldfish franchisee in Michigan, and she helped her on her business plan. So it took a few years to get investors and some land, but the school is swimming strong now. They are more than 650 students at the Edmond School.
So what are the advantages of franchising instead of starting a business on your own from scratch?
Yeah, so franchises are kind of a business in a box, if you will. So that does make it a little easier than starting with an idea on your own. You know, the branding is there, there's marketing power, and in some instances, there's a team to help you get started. Now, they're not a success in a box, though. They do require work, and in some cases, the franchisor may have not set up a successful franchisee operation. One of the stories we wrote about was a new Tom and Chi grilled cheese place up at Penn and Memorial, and those brothers will tell you that the Tom and Chi team is very hands-on because they want to see the new eatery succeed, but other franchisors may not be like that. Franchises start, though, because the franchisor is already successful. So the concept works. Also, the franchisor knows the market where the business should go next. They just need the person to buy into the business. When we get emails at least every week of concepts looking for franchisees, so there are places out there that know our market and know that their concept would be successful. They just need people to buy in.
Molly Fleming is a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.